Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good news! I recovered my passport. I apparently left it at one of the shops at the airport. They gave it to the police and it was waiting for me at the police station.
Well, that's a relief. I'm glad you don't need to go to the embassy to deal with that. So, where are you now? At the hotel?
I'm in a taxi heading over there right now. What a crazy day, huh? Certainly a lot more than I was expecting when I left home.
Number 32. What can be inferred about the woman? Number 33. Where did the woman lose her passport? Number 34. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
I might need to special order some seeds. You don't have some Asian herbs we need in stock. If I did that, how long would they take to get here?
Not long. If you order on a Monday, you should get them the following week. Special orders take 7 to 10 days on average.
That's not bad. I was expecting it to take longer.
If we need them delivered from Asia, it can take longer. But for most of the Asian seeds, there's plenty of local demand. We can get them fairly quickly.
Number 35. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 36. What does the man find surprising? Number 37. What is the man probably going to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Can you watch the register for a minute? I just need to run to the back room. I won't be long.
No problem. Do you want to sign off and go have lunch? I can handle customers for a while. Why don't you take a break?
No, it's not that. I need to get some cash. We got paid with a couple of big bills and we're unable to make change. I'm just going to the safe. I'll be back in no time.
Number 38. Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 39. What does the woman say she needs to do? Number 40. What can be inferred about the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
This is Greg at the computer store. I've examined your computer and basically it's fine. I think your slow performance mainly has to do with how you're using it.
What do you mean, how I'm using it?
First of all, your hard drive is 95% full. That's way too much. You also have a lot of startup items, which means you always have all these applications running while you're using your computer. All these things slow you down.
Okay, when I come in, can you show me what I'm doing wrong?
Number 41. What can be inferred about the woman's computer? Number 42. What does the man say caused the problem? Number 43. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jenny. This is Mark. I'm afraid I'm going to be late in sending you the final scripts for the radio ads. Our writer's done, but I haven't had the chance to edit them yet. It's totally on me.
Okay, I appreciate you letting me know. Do you know how long it might be?
I'll look at them over the weekend. I'm dropping everything so I can do this. You'll have them by Monday, I promise.
That should be fine. But if there's any delay, could you please let me know? We are scheduled to begin recording on Tuesday.
Number 44. What problem does the man report? Number 45. What does the woman imply? Number 46. What does the man mean when he says,
"It's totally on me"?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I got these new glasses last week, and I have a follow-up scheduled for next month. The thing is, they don't feel right. I'd like to push my appointment up if possible.
Can you tell me what's happening?
They felt odd when I got them, but Dr. Taylor said to give them a few days. The thing is, I still feel dizzy when I wear them, and they're giving me headaches.
Okay, can you be available on short notice? Would you be able to come in, say, if I called you at 9 and said there's an opening at 2?
Number 47. What is the man's problem? Number 48. What does the man want to do? Number 49. What does the woman tell the man to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
You keep in touch with Bill, don't you? How's he doing?
We email each other sometimes. He's doing well now, but he had a rough start in California. The big management job he went out there for didn't work out, and it took a while for him to find something new.
But he stayed out there, eh? That's kind of surprising. What's he doing now?
Selling restaurant supplies, I believe. He seems happy. I can give you his email if you like.
Just tell him I say hi. We were never that close, but I've always liked him.
Number 50. What is learned about Bill? Number 51. What does the man find surprising about Bill? Number 52. What does the man imply? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
We've been having success with our online school and really want to build the program. We need someone from outside to look at it with fresh eyes, and you come highly recommended.
Thank you. What do you want to do?
We all feel the content's good, but it lacks excitement. We found this video-based learning management system that we'd like to test with a pilot project.
Interesting. What do you see as my role?
Basically running the whole thing, building content, giving us feedback.
And then building more classes, if the pilot's successful. Are you interested?
Yeah, sounds great.
Number 53. What do the women want to do? Number 54. What do the women hope the man will do? Number 55. What can be inferred about the man? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
There's a local youth baseball team that's looking for sponsors, and I was thinking, you know, maybe it's something we should do. Show our connection to the community. Get a little publicity.
We've done that sort of thing before. It's nice. Not expensive. Put the company name on some uniforms, help some kids.
What are they looking for?
What Jess said. Uniforms, sports equipment, money for travel. Financially, it's nothing. Less than we spend on a local TV spot. What do you think?
I think it's worth looking into. At least contact the team, see if they're interested.
I can follow up on that.
Number 56. What does the man want the company to do? Number 57. What do the speakers say is a benefit of the man's idea? Number 58. What does the man mean when he says,
I can follow up on that.
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Miss Peters. My name's Lance Fry, and I'm with Kanga Sports. Daniel Lopez suggested I contact you.
Hi, Lance. Yes, Dan told me about you. You're the guy with the golf bags, right?
Correct. He said you were interested in possibly carrying them in your stores.
I am. They're gorgeous.
Thank you. So, I'm going to be in London on Friday the 7th, and I'd love to meet if you're available.
Friday, okay. I'm free after 2 o'clock. Does that work?
2 is perfect. In the meantime, would it be okay if I sent you a catalogue?
Number 59. Why does the man call the woman? Number 60. What does the man imply about the woman? Number 61. What does the man offer to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
The package is ready to go. If you rush, you can drop it in the box before the last pickup.
Don't we have till 9 p.m.?
No, that's only once a week. Tomorrow, in fact. But I told Serge he'd have it by tomorrow, so...
Okay, no problem. I'll go right now. Do you need me to come back after this, or can I call it a day?
You can call it a day. What time are you planning on coming in tomorrow? Maybe a little earlier than usual so we can start the posters for the arts fair?
9 o'clock, okay?
Number 62. What does the woman say about the package? Number 63. Look at the graphic. At what time will the man mail the package? Number 64. What does the woman tell the man to do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and recipe.
I'm at the store. I've found most of what you need, but I don't see any sunflower oil. Not sure if they don't carry it or if it's sold out. Do you want me to go somewhere else?
That's okay. Were you able to find peanut oil?
Yeah, I picked up a bottle and everything else on the list. I got thighs instead of breasts because they were cheaper. The only thing I couldn't find was the sunflower oil.
That's okay. While you're there, can you get some kind of vegetable? I don't care what. We just need a side dish.
Number 65. What information does the man give the woman? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which ingredient will the woman definitely not use? Number 67. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and price list.
If you choose our monthly plan, your card will be charged each month, but you can cancel or switch to a different membership anytime.
And can the sign-up fee be removed if I choose an annual plan?
Unfortunately, no. But the sign-up fee is only charged once, provided you don't cancel your membership. You save a lot off the monthly price, though.
Go ahead and sign me up for an annual membership. I've been thinking about this for a while.
Excellent. The one-year plan's great. And of course, you can switch to a two- or three-year plan at any time.
Number 68. What does the woman say about annual memberships? Number 69. What does the man imply about the membership plan? Number 70. Look at the graphic. How much is the man going to pay?